Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 37. The glory of Christ as King and Head of all principality and all power in the universe. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." John 17:1-2. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him." Ephesians 1:20-23. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:27. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Colossians 2:10. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In the chapter on the glory of the King according to the order of Melchizedek, we sought to begin an approach to the breadth of what the scriptures reveal to us about the attribute of rulership or government that God placed on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus in order to show that Christ, being of the order of Melchizedek already established, is not a king who will reign in the distant future, but who is already fully in charge of the regency of all people and all the details of the universe. In reporting the glory of Christ, the scriptures show us that the Lord Jesus Christ's ruling position encompasses individuals and families who long to have the Lord as the head of their lives, but which, at the same time, also extends over all rulers of the kingdoms in the world. Just as a king is a ruler over all territories and all the rulers under one's government, even if some do not obey the king, so Christ is over all kingdoms and peoples in the universe, even though many rulers and many peoples resist submitting themselves to the Lord. Nevertheless, from the scriptures that show us that Christ is the head of all principalities and all power, we can see that the position of Christ still goes far beyond the position of a human king, because Christ is not only king over all rulers, but he is also the head over each ruler individually, even if many of them do not want to recognize this fact. Despite being king over the rulers in one's kingdom, a king of an earthly kingdom does not always know what is going on in the minds of those over whom one reigns and does not always succeed in getting them to act under a general government that limits them in the intentions they want to accomplish. However, this is very different concerning Christ when we see that besides being king, he is also the head of every ruler in the universe. Therefore, Christ, seated at God's right hand, is King and Lord of Christian rulers and non-Christian rulers, as well as King and Lord over the entire spiritual world. The Heavenly Father has established that everything is subject to Christ and that the Lord Jesus is the head over all ruling positions. When the scriptures teach us that Christ is the head of all principality and all power, they teach us that Christ is the general head over all the rulers, but that Christ is also the head of each of the existing rulers over the most diverse principalities, as well as over each regent that exists in each of the principalities. And according to the comments associated with Strong's Lexicon in the Online Bible, a principality has the following meanings: beginning, origin. The person or thing that commences, the first person or thing in a series, the leader. That by which anything begins to be, the origin, the active cause. The extremity of a thing. The extremity of the corners of a sail. The first place, principality, rule, magistracy. Already the word power used in the texts mentioned above, according to the comments associated with Strong's lexicon, has the following meanings. Power, authority, right, liberty, jurisdiction, strength. Power of choice, liberty of doing as one pleases. Leave or permission. Physical and mental power. The ability or strength with which one is endued, which he either possesses or exercises. The power of authority, influence, and of right, privilege. The power of rule or government, the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed, whether they are universally, specifically as the power of judicial decisions, or of authority to manage domestic affairs. One who possesses authority. A ruler, a human magistrate. The leading and more powerful among created beings superior to man, spiritual potentates. The sign of regal authority, a crown. Thus, if, for instance, we initially would think of a kingdom with a king to understand what comes to be a principality and a power, we could say that the position of the king is a principality, but which is also assisted by many powers, which, in turn, refer to every person who is as a sub-ruler of this position of the king in the kingdom. Powers may then encompass region governors, as well as all legislators, judiciary people, and executives in each region. In other government models that, for example, adopt the combination of the regency division between the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary, we could perhaps say that principalities are the positions of the chief executive or president, the top legislative officer, and the chief of the judiciary system, where all levels below them are some forms of what is called power. Without wanting to detail the most diverse models of principalities and powers that existed and that exist in the world, what we want to highlight here is that God teaches us that Christ is as head above every person who is in some position of principality or over every person who has some kind of rulership and authority over others, whether the highest or the lowest, the good or the evil who resist God. From the principality, which is, in principle, the first or highest power of a given set of powers, to the powers that are established only over a few areas or persons, every ruling position is subject to Christ as the head both over the principalities and over the powers. Even when Pilate, a Roman power, Caiaphas and Annas, priestly principalities, and Herod, royal principality over Israel, conspired together against Christ, they were not the ones who had control of history according to their intentions, but they, in their positions, ended up fulfilling what had been announced centuries before by the Lord through the prophets. In this way, they did not take the life of Christ by the power they had, but because Christ rendered his life as a living sacrifice and allowed it to be taken by them. John 10, 17-18. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Thus, when God teaches us that Christ reigns over everything and everyone, except the Heavenly Father who gave him this highly exalted position of rulership, we can know that there is nothing in the universe that is not under his government, which also implies that there is no principality and power that can do everything it intends to do in a dissociated way from the government of Christ over the world, or even though many try to act independently of the Lord's sovereignty. Psalms 99:1. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. Therefore, for the Christian, one who believes in Christ as the Lord of his life and who also believes in God's statements about Christ in the Scriptures, the question should no longer be whether or not Christ is head over all the rulers of the universe, for the Heavenly Father has already established him as such. The question, then, should be about what this Christian needs to know about this position in which Christ is above everything and everyone and how each Christian is called to behave concerning this truth that has already been announced to us since ancient times. Understanding that Christ is the head over all principalities and all power, and knowing that the children of God are safe in Christ despite what happens in the world, should awaken or encourage even more faith in the hearts of Christians, for what the world and its mighty rulers announce that they will do, will only be fulfilled if Christ the Head allows it to come through. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. 1 John 5:5. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? There are many people who even believe that a man named Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary, but because they do not believe that the Son of Man is also and before all the only begotten Son of God, many find it difficult to see, with the eyes of faith in God, the extraordinary high position of Christ's government. Besides, the King Jesus Christ, as the Son of Man and also as the Son of God, will never be shaken from his eternal position to which he was appointed by the Eternal Father. Those who serve Christ do not need to wield a specific type of battle so that the heavenly kingdom will not be shaken, nor do they need to strive to protect it in the sense of avoiding that Christ will come to be shaken in his position as the eternal King. Christ coming to the point of being shaken is inconceivable, and this is not the fight of a Christian. The Christian does not have the responsibility and the ability to support Christ's position over the universe, it is the Heavenly Father himself who supports it. Christ is the unshakable King of an unshakable kingdom, as seen in the material on the Gospel of God's Kingdom. Hebrews 12, 28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. God laughs at kings and mighty people who think they can shake Christ on his throne. Psalms 2:1-4. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall hold them in derision. Kings imagine and plot vain things, but something even sadder is when Christians allow themselves to be involved in these vain things and start to think that Christ might be shaken in his ruling position over all nations and peoples, or when they think that they have to sustain Christ in his position of ruler over others. Christ's position on the throne of God is firmly established forever or eternally and above all nations and peoples. And absolutely nothing can change that. Opposition to Christ's position as the head over principalities and powers does not weaken Christ. On the other hand, opposition to the position of Christ as head may weaken and cause suffering to those who are subject to the beliefs that seek to propagate that Christ is not, at present, king over everyone and everything or that the world is left to the dominion of what is seen in the natural world. Although no one can shake the present and eternal position of Christ's majesty, many aspects of life in the world could be different if people in general and also in their roles of principalities and powers were subject and rested in the government of their Christ, the eternal King. The one to whom God gave the position of preeminence over everything and everyone, for, as we saw in previous chapters, part of Christ's rulership over people also includes the option of people choosing to sow in the flesh or the spirit and attain results according to what they sow. Many aspects of life could be significantly different if the principalities and powers of the world accepted and practiced the warning that the Lord announces to all generations. Psalms 2:10-12. Now therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Furthermore, as much as the people of the world say that they have the power to establish or remove the rulers of principalities and powers from their thrones, it is only under the Lord's permission that rulers are placed or taken away. Daniel 2:20-22. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons, he removes kings and raises up kings, he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things, he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Considering that for the Lord all the hairs on our head are numbered, considering that the Lord knows the galaxies and each star by name, and considering that the Lord does not allow a sparrow to fall to the ground without his permission, how much more will the Lord not care of the most significant aspects that refer to the lives of the people for whom Christ died on the cross of Calvary?" Therefore, repeating once again. 1 Timothy 2:1-6. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, or in a position of eminence, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Finally, considering that the detailing of the condition of Christ as the ruler over nations and peoples is also described in the previous chapters on Christ as the King of righteousness and peace, in the series of subjects on the life of the Christian in the world, and the subjects on the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of God's righteousness, and the gospel of peace, we would like, then, to close this chapter at this point, only mentioning once again a series of texts that exalt the Lord's government position over all individuals, peoples, and nations. Colossians 2:6-10. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Psalms 22:28. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. Psalms 113:4. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Psalms 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Psalms 9:8. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world, and those who dwell therein. Psalm 66:7. He rules by his power forever, his eyes observe the nations, do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Psalms 33:10. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing, he makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. Psalm 77:14. You are the God who does wonders, you have declared your strength among the peoples. Psalms 98:2. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. Psalms 46:10. Be still, and know that I am God, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth.